Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, who's a Harvard economist, and he's the chief economist with the American Institute of Architecture. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp.
Well, that's good to hear you're doing well. I mean, because there's been a little hiccup in the economy out there. I've actually been looking forward to this interview because I wanted to see what your take was. You know, we just heard this past week a couple of things. You ran your AIA index. It was down after several months of going up. And then we also heard that both the new home sales and the existing home sales were off. So what's your read on all that?
Well, I think there are two different issues going on. Let's run through them in order. I think for the Architecture Billings Index, you know, we've had a good solid gains through the first few months of the year. You know, 2010 really started off with steady upward movements and hit a little hiccup in May. We were down about 2.5 points. You know, May was a real tough time for the economy. That's when the a lot of the Greek debt problems arose, and other problems in Europe, and a lot of gyrations in the U.S. stock market as a result. I think it got investors a little skittish. It got lenders a little nervous about lending into the non-residential construction market, and so I think things stalled a little bit during the month. Some projects were probably reviewed again. Financing was reviewed. Some projects were undoubtedly put on hold. I think the good news is that seems to have cleared itself up. June is looking to be a decent month so far, so I think when we get the future numbers from our Billings Index, I think they'll reverse and get back on the trend that we were seeing earlier in the year in terms of upward movement.
Actually, I got to tell you, I was just at NeoCon, which is the interior furnishing show up in Chicago, and that's where all the architects and designers come and look at what's new. And I don't think the attendance was up much versus last year. You can always tell by the traffic on the elevators. But in talking to the exhibitors, the people that actually manufacture interior furnishings products, they were encouraged. There was a lot of projects being talked about, actually orders being placed. And so there are some pundits out there that think that perhaps this non-residential, or more specifically this commercial downturn, might be a little shorter than the residential downturn was.
Well, the residential market, let's move on to that. Yeah. That's had some really tough times. And we had basically a decade of overbuilding on the residential side. And fortunately didn't have anywhere near that overbuilding on the non-residential side before it headed into recession. Mm-hmm. The residential markets looked like they were trying to climb out, really starting as early as the beginning of 2009, so really 5 quarters ago, but they haven't really picked up any speed. And I think the reason is there's just still a lot of inventory to work out there, and it more is appearing every day with the growing foreclosure problems that we're seeing out there. We've seen some gyrations recently with the home buyer tax credit that pumped the numbers up a little bit in April, and so they fell in May, as you suggested. Both existing home sales and new home sales were off because of the increased activity that we saw in April. I don't think I don't think they're going to stay at this depressed level, but I think they're going to stay certainly well below the longer-term trend for a while, because by our estimates, there's a 1.5 million or so more vacant homes out there than there were when this recession began, both for rent or for sale. Just a lot of inventory out there that we need to work off before we start thinking about building new homes at the level that we're used to, at the levels that we've seen historically over the last couple of decades.
Yeah, I was actually going to comment, the new home sales being off might actually be a necessary evil, this whole supply and demand equation. You've got so many existing homes on the market that it's probably good we're not adding to the inventory right now.
I think that's exactly right. I think keeping the starts numbers down by extension the new home sales numbers down. I think the numbers we really want to watch there are existing home sales. Hopefully they'll pick up. That'll show some improvement in demand, and that will work off the supply, as you suggested. And that's what we need to do. We really have a lot of inventory out there on the market, or what we economists call the shadow inventory, that's going to show up soon once sellers feel the market's healthier. They'll start to list their homes. Banks will start putting some of their real estate that they own on the market. So we've still got a few more shoes, I think, to drop there in terms of supply coming on. So we'd certainly like to see buyers get back on the market and start buying some of that up.
I think the rate now, with this latest numbers in May, the rate is a 5.6 million unit sale rate, and that's at that rate, that's an 8.3 month supply out there of of homes.
Yep.
All right. So the but the good news, a little bit good news, the median sales price rose to $179,000. That's up 2.7%.
That's showing a little bit of the mix of homes being sold, and so a bit more on the upper end of the market is starting to be reflected in those higher prices. I think prices overall, I don't think are rising that fast, Kemp. You know, they look like they've hit bottom, but I think they're probably going to stay about this level for the time being. Once you kind of control for the type of home that's actually being sold. So, I think the worst on the residential market is behind us, but we've still got to see some corrections before we get back into normal recovery conditions.
Yeah, we're seeing some trends too. I don't know if you're tracking these or not, but are we seeing the movement toward a little bit smaller homes and maybe a movement away from the suburbs back into the city centers? Is that what you're
saying?
Yeah,
but both of those. We at the American Institute of Architects have been we run a quarterly survey of residential architects and looking at home design trends, and we're seeing even into this, as I suggest, emerging recovery, we're seeing a majority of architects saying that reporting that homes they're seeing are still getting smaller. So I think that's a trend that's going to be with us for a while. And I think without the rapid appreciation that we saw, earlier this decade, households are going to probably investing a little less in homes and buying smaller homes. Depends a little bit on sort of what segment of the market you're looking at. I think particularly the upper end is a segment that got overbuilt and got too big, and I think owners are not looking, buyers are not looking for those huge McMansions anymore. At the entry level, I think it's really more of an affordability issue. What households can afford, they'll buy, and I think they're still looking for more space. So to the extent that their incomes and the job prospects begin to improve, I think they may be looking to get bigger homes still as the market recovers.
All right. So as you hang out up there with your brethren in the Harvard Economic Halls in Boston, and you start talking about the economy and thinking about the future, there's been some that have said that, a little nervously that, oh, maybe we'll have this second dip. You're not thinking that at all, right?
I'm not. There's still a few bumps here, and we've seen problems come out of, as I talked about, out of the European debt problems. I think we're going to see some dramatic implications coming out of the Gulf oil spill in terms of effect on oil prices and a little downward hit on the economy as more more folks that rely on that area of fishing and other sorts of things have some tougher economic prospects. So it's been a trying time for the economy, but I think we're moving in the right direction. I think we'll absorb these hits that we're taking and move back and continue to move back into recovery mode over the next several quarters.
Okay, great. Kermit, appreciate you being with us. Again, we've been talking to Kermit Bakert, who's a Harvard economist, and he's the chief economist with the American Institute of Architecture. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar on FloorDaily.net.